in the African region, we recognize, although data is sparse, that patient safety is a huge issue. So today, when patients are coming into hospitals in African hospitals, they are facing challenges on patient safety that is leading to harm for the patient. And there are ways that this can be improved.
What kind of harm are we talking about here that patients face?
The types of harm that we are talking about are picking up infections within a hospital. This is not solely in Africa, but throughout the world, there are situations where people come into hospital without an infection and they leave with an infection. That's one example. Another example would be for patients who come into hospital for surgery and have complications associated with that surgery related to a medical error. Again, this is a global problem, but certainly is a huge issue in the African region.
Now, let's talk about the WHO program, the African Partnerships for Patient Safety. How does it work?
The program has tried to utilize the channel of hospital-to-hospital partnership to allow frontline healthcare workers to exchange knowledge, ideas, and experiences on how to improve patient safety. This is a program focused on African hospitals partnering at this point in time with hospitals in Europe.
How many countries in Africa are participating in this program?
At this point in time, 14 African countries are involved with the program through a hospital-to-hospital partnership.
If I were to ask for an example, for instance, of a hospital in Africa partnering with a hospital in Europe, what would that example be?
One of the examples is a rural Ugandan hospital called Kasisi Hospital, which is partnered with a hospital in England called Chester Hospital. And this partnership has existed for a long time, but what has happened within this partnership is a focus on patient safety as an area of attention.
Now, do people, professionals or health workers, for instance, from that hospital in Uganda, get training in that hospital in the UK? How does it work?
The first part of the work is undertaking a systematic situational analysis on patient safety. So the situation is understood by the partnership in action areas such as infection prevention and control, safe surgical care, medication safety, healthcare waste management, just to give you a few examples. And once the situation is understood, an action plan is developed. And when the action plan is developed, this includes technical exchange between experts on the African arm of the partnership and the English arm of the partnership. Important to emphasize is that this is not a unidirectional flow of technical knowledge and information, but that there is a mutual benefit in being part of a partnership with an African hospital. So folks within the English hospital are benefiting through a range of different experiences, and the hospital in the African region is also benefiting from improving the system of patient safety within their hospital.
So it's a two-way kind of situation.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, do hospitals pay for these tools that the WHO has developed?
Again, just to emphasize that while this is a WHO program, the tools and the package itself has been co-developed by the partnership. So the six first wave hospital partnerships specifically have been heavily involved in the development. And of course, as a core principle within WHO and the United Nations, there is no fee, no cost to any of these resources.
Now, how sustainable is it?
That's a great question. The answer is different in different places. One of the things that we recognize is that sustainability will only occur if it's owned by the hospital. So coming back to certain examples within the first wave of partnerships, when senior leadership has been heavily involved and fully committed to the partnership, this has been embedded within the hospital planning system, and that has allowed sustainability to be inbuilt into the initial activities. Now, of course, leadership without the front line is hollow, as is front line without the leadership. So again, within the hospital itself, because the hospital itself has so many different complexities, getting everybody on board is the biggest challenge. But once that happens, sustainability can flow quite well.